Today on Real Radio.
You will not forget him. You know him. But the world will not only not forget him right now, they can't get him out of their minds. And the world is trying to cope with that reality right now. Jesus Christ will frankly just not go away.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack begins a new series that looks at the person and work of Jesus of Nazareth. In observance of Passion Week, of course, leading up to Easter, we're taking a look at a topical series called The Problem with Jesus. It's a collection of studies that focuses on the events that surround and lead up to the crucifixion of our Lord. Now, obviously, there were a lot of people who were put to death in Rome. So what makes this Jesus stand out, and why is his death sentence still talked about and studied all these centuries later? Well, that's precisely what pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs is going to talk about today. It's called The Problem with Jesus. He's unforgettable.
I'm going to ask you to stand and open your Bibles right now. Stand and open your Bibles to Luke's Gospel, chapter 19. Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, Palm Sunday, in our theme this week, The Problem with Jesus. And that is exactly right. You see the theme. It's correct. The Problem with Jesus. We're going to be looking at, all week long, the problem with Jesus. What's the problem? Oh, there's a big problem. And you're going to be hearing about it. The problem with Jesus. Today, the message is entitled, The Problem with Jesus is that he's unforgettable. Unforgettable. You will not forget him. You know him. But the world will not only not forget him right now, they can't get him out of their minds. And the world is trying to cope with that reality right now. Jesus Christ will frankly just not go away. In fact, he's coming again. Amen. Luke chapter 19, I'll read along. Just agree with me as I read. Verse 36 down to verse 44. Palm Sunday, 2,000 years ago. And as he went, many spread their clothes on the road. Then as he was now drawing near to the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen. And this is what they said, verse 38. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees called out to him, that is Jesus, from the crowd, and they said, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. But he answered and said to them, I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out. Isn't that awesome? In your face. Now, as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, now, church, get this. If you had known, even you, especially in this, your day, the things that make for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you, and close you in on every side, and level you and your children within you to the ground, and they will not leave you one stone upon another. Listen, here's all the reasons why, or the reason why. Because you did not know the time of your visitation. Again, Father, give us ears to hear what the Spirit would say to the church. In Jesus' name. You can be seated. This account is wasted on no one. There is no doubt that heaven looked in to this moment. They were watching from above. The scribes and Pharisees were there. Political representatives were there. In fact, we know from antiquity that there were some 70 nations represented by the populace, where Jerusalem now has swollen to about 3 to 3.5 million people. It is Passion Week. And people have made their pilgrimage from all around the immediate world, from that region, from Africa, from other places, from Europe, from the south of Russia that made their way to come and worship. It's recorded in Matthew chapter 21, Mark chapter 11, here in Luke 19, and John 12. Palm Sunday, the beginning of Passion Week, is something that is absolutely awesome. As we consider in our series, The Problem with Jesus, I want you to mark down three key points. Number one, it is this: the problem with Jesus is that he is unforgettable. Unforgettable. And the fact that Jesus today generates so much energy and thought in the minds of people today around the world. There are those, like it was in the crowd 2,000 years ago, there are those who rejoice over him. They take their jackets, their tunics, their clothing, and lay them down on the pathway, and they're shouting, Hosanna! And then there are those who are another multitude, angry, jealous, hateful. Wherever Jesus Christ goes, there is that generation of division. Listen, Christians, understand that. The more and more you and I live for Christ in these days, the greater the division. It's not you, it's Jesus. How can someone who is the epitome and love manifested before mankind be someone so hated? How can love be hated? Ah, my friend, because it is the love of God that is either received or rejected. It's the love of God that says that it's either right or wrong. Jesus was loved. Jesus was hated. Mark it down. Number one, the problem with Jesus is that he's unforgettable this way because he alone is predictable. He alone is predictable. Unlike any other religious leader or founder in all of history, Jesus alone is predictable. What do I mean by being predictable? Is that Jesus' predictive existence and ministry, his prophetic revelation of who he was, who he is, and who, listen, when he comes will be revealed, is unlike any other religious founder or person in history. There's nobody else. Muhammad cannot boast a Bible written in advance about him. Confucius, Bhagwan, Rajneesh, on and on it goes. No religious founder, no self-proclaimed prophet, no cult leader. It is Jesus alone that in this Bible, the scripture says that behold, regarding him, he's in the volume of the book, the Bible. He alone is predictive. Number one, write this down, church. I love this. And what it builds up to, I'm going to ask you to write small in your notes, but do take a lot of notes. Write this down and use it all week in your witnessing. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, would be predictably fulfill prophecy. It would be predictable that he would fulfill prophecy. Look at Luke 19, right there with your Bible open, verses 36 to 38. It says, as he went, many spread their clothes on the road. Nobody provoked them. Nobody paid them. Josephus tells us that it's some 100,000 people. Then as he was now drawing near to the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples, mark that down. Listen, how many of you are believers today? Raise your hand. You believe and trust Jesus Christ. Listen, you would have been in this multitude of disciples who are laying down their clothing and their tunics to welcome the king. You see, well, Jack, don't they change their mind later on in the week? There's actually no evidence of that. We assume that that happened, but maybe that's a wrong assumption. There's the camp of those who went out to greet him. Listen, think, don't forget this. Write it down if you want to. Why would there be a group who went out to meet the Messiah on this day that we call Palm Sunday? And then why would there be a group of people that didn't? It's a divided camp. Jesus was predicted to fulfill Bible prophecy. And there in Luke 19, it goes on to say that as the disciples were rejoicing and praising God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, this is what they said. Look at verse 38, Luke 19. This is awesome. This is eyewitness account. Secular Roman history records this. Those of you who are skeptics in the house and you're not a believer, don't you believe Rome existed? Don't you believe the Roman Empire existed? Did you know that Rome records this? Rome says that the Jews and the believers in this Messiah, Jesus, said, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." That is an awesome thing. Look at it very carefully. Blessed is the King. This is not only King like kings, this is the King. They are saying, we believe in the prophetic word of God. The Old Testament announced that when Israel's Messiah would come to the world, he would be the King of the universe. That term, that title of Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, is none other than a fulfillment of the Old Testament promises that God is King, that God is Lord. And notice this in your Bible, Luke 19:38. He's going to come in the name of the Lord. That is the authority of God. And notice this, peace in heaven, not on earth. This is different than his Christmas announcement. Do you remember his Christmas announcement? The angels broke forth in the atmosphere, peace on earth and goodwill toward men. Remember that? What's the difference? Why is this reversed? It has to be reversed. Because Jesus Christ will not be accepted by his nation. There will not be peace on earth. Peace in heaven, yes. But because Christ is rejected, there will be no peace on earth. Are you sad about wars and rumors of wars in this world? It's because Jesus was rejected. No peace on earth. Peace in heaven, yes. Earth had rejected Christ, or they were about to reject Christ. It was predictable that he would come to his nation, Israel, first. Get ready to write these down. Matthew 21:4 says, "All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken of by the prophet, saying, 'Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly, that is humble, sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" Where does that come from? On what basis are we so excited about this day, Palm Sunday in history? 2,000 years ago, Zechariah 9:9 was being fulfilled. And listen, eyewitness accounts, people who lived through it said, we recognize this moment being the prophecy of Zechariah 9:9. It is being fulfilled, and they said so. You, listen, today, you will either decide to believe in the Word of God or not. It's your decision. Your attack against the Bible doesn't make the Bible not true. The evidence and the facts are overwhelming. And this day brings me great boldness as a Christian. I love this day. You'll see why more in a moment. But Zechariah 9:9, they understood that that's what's being fulfilled over 700 years before Jesus was born. Zechariah 9:9, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, for behold, your king is coming to you." This was one of the telltale signs that they were to be looking for. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. That was one of the things. How would Israel recognize their Messiah? They would be able to pull out their iPad or their iPhone that day and be able to say, "This is a special day." They could wake their kids up and say, "Today's a special day, kids. We don't know exactly how it's going to unfold, but today something's going to happen regarding God visiting Israel." You say, "Jack, are you sure?" I'm more than sure, and you will be too by the end of this message. They got up that moment, that day. And when they began to see what was going on, because they were good Jewish Bible students, immediately from their heart and minds came forth, "This is Zechariah 9:9. This is the one, the king riding on the donkey." By the way, the word donkey here is a donkey. The word means a donkey that has never been broken, a donkey that has never been ridden before. Donkeys do not allow you to ride on them unless they've been broken. Jesus, being God Almighty and makers of all donkeys, sat on that donkey's back, and that donkey said, "It's nice to have you." What was happening when they were singing their hosannas? Immediately the crowd understood. In Psalm 118, verse 25, the psalmist says that when the Messiah would come, this is what would happen. Save now. What's the word in Hebrew? Hosanna. Hosanna. Save now. I pray, O Lord, I pray. Send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And all God's people said, amen. That is awesome. Come on, skeptic. Bible said it. It's being fulfilled right there, and it's being recorded. John 12:16 in the New Living Translation, John 12:16. His disciples did not understand at the time that this was the fulfillment of prophecy. But after Jesus entered into his glory, they remembered what had happened and realized that these things had been written about him. Jesus is the focal point of the Bible. Predictable regarding the fulfillment of prophecy. Second, under this point, the Messiah would be predictable regarding miracles being performed. Predictably, he would perform miracles. Look at Luke 19:37. As he drew near to the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to what? Rejoice and praise God with a loud voice. Why? For all the mighty works that they had seen. Did Jesus perform miracles? Not only is it a fact, but there were those who hated him who attested to the fact that he performed miracles. Again, non-believers said, yeah, he did perform miracles. In fact, there are those in history that would not accept him as Messiah, so they called him the greatest magician that's ever lived. And why did you call them that? Because he performed tremendous miracles. He did great tricks. Do you remember when Pilate and Herod, when they were critiquing Jesus, they wanted him to do some tricks? The Pharisees and scribes who hated him said, you know what? Why don't you just come down from the cross and we'll believe you? They were tempting him to perform a miracle. Why? Because they knew all about his other miracles. In fact, did they not condemn him for miracles that he had performed? Didn't they say, you can do miracles any other day of the week, but not on the Sabbath? You're not supposed to work on the Sabbath. The funny thing is, for God to do a miracle ain't work. Those silly, self-righteous, pride face, puffed up face Pharisees. Can you imagine you're blind and Jesus opens up your eyes and these lunatics come out in their religious attire and say, wait a minute, time out, that's against the rules. And Jesus responds, so awesome. Some of us need to hear this today. Jesus said, you know what? Listen, the law was made for man. The man was not made for the law. That means God's love trumps the law. The Messiah had arrived. And he had done miracles. And he was doing them and he would do them. And he's doing them still. Thank God. In Matthew 21:14, the Bible says, then the blind and the lame came to him in the temple. The blind and the lame. Notice this, church. Don't you love your Bible? Watch this. Then the blind and the lame came. I want to know how. And he healed them. Verse 15. Here they go. But when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant and said to him, do you hear what they're saying? Do you know why they said that, you guys? They were saying, Jesus, do you hear what they're saying? They're ascribing Messiahship to you because of your miracles. A, stop doing the miracles. B, shut them up. Jesus responds, ain't gonna do either. Let them shout and let them be healed and let their eyes be opened. What an amazing motley crew that must have been. The blind people making their way to the temple because they hear about Jesus are falling over all the guys that are lame and crippled walking along. Think of that. What a crew of people. What a mess of humanity. I'm sorry, I just fell over you. Why don't you watch where you're going? I can't, I'm blind. Why don't you get up and get out of my way? I can't, I don't have legs. Imagine, what a great thing to see. Oh. See, well, you know, a lot of people, you know, perform miracles and stuff. Yeah, really, a lot of people do. Well, how about in accordance with the Bible? Isaiah 35:5, concerning the Messiah, says, then, listen, when he comes, the eyes of the blind shall be opened. Did that happen under the ministry of Jesus? And the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Did that happen in the ministry of Jesus? Then the lame shall leap like a deer. Have you ever seen a deer leap? How do they do that? Honestly, how do they do that? They spring straight up or they jump right over a 6-foot fence without any effort. They just, how do they do that? They don't go, they just go, they just, have you seen them? The lame are bouncing around the temple. Woo-hoo! And the tongue of the dumb sing. Awesome. And this was almost a miracle. Doggone it. It's Luke 19:39. So when the Pharisees cried out from the crowd, to rebuke your disciples. Verse 40 says, but Jesus answered and said to them, I tell you, if these people would be quiet, these stones would cry out. Almost, it's almost a miracle. See, what do you mean? I want Jesus to replay this part. I want this part rewritten. I want Jesus to say, all right. Hey, everybody. Shh. And the Pharisees are going, thank you. Thank you very much. We feel better about that. And all of a sudden, the ground starts shaking. Rocks. You know how rocks have like cracks and stuff in them? It just goes like this. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hosanna! Can you imagine the little rocks? Hosanna! And the big rocks, Hosanna! Don't you wish that would have happened? Okay, people, be quiet. The rocks start to cry out. Oh. Now, J. Vernon McGee said that was the original, one and only rock concert that there'll ever be. Oh, that's precious. The third thing under this point, he alone is predictable because why? Because he's been revealed. He's been revealed. Get your pen ready. In Luke 19, verse 43 and 44, Jesus said, for the days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you. He's predicting the fall of Jerusalem in 70 AD. They'll surround you and close in you on every side and level you and your children within you. Tens of thousands of Jews will be killed, and they will not leave in you one stone upon another. Why? Because you did not know. Everybody take your pen, take your highlighter, circle the word know. Because you did not know. The word means you were to know it. He's holding them accountable. Devastation comes to Jerusalem. The Jews will be driven to the ends of the earth. The temple will be torn down. Why? Because you didn't know what you were supposed to know. Christian, listen. You own a Bible? Hold it up. Let me see it. And if you have your iPad or your phone, okay, I see it from here. Good. Awesome. You own a Bible. He expects us to know this. And we will be held accountable for knowing it.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs here on Real Radio in a multi-part series called The Problem with Jesus. And of course, one so-called problem with Jesus is that regardless of whether you're for him or against him, he is unforgettable. In fact, that's the title of this lesson today. He's unforgettable, part of Pastor Jack's multi-part series called The Problem with Jesus. And we'll continue with more on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, we just wrapped up Pastor Jack's look at the New Testament letter known as 1 John. And people are still getting in touch with us and requesting it. So we've decided to make it available on MP3 CD for your gift of any amount to this ongoing broadcast outreach known as Real Radio. Now again, here's our offer. We'll send you Pastor Jack's series in 1 John all on one MP3 CD for your gift of any amount to the ongoing broadcast outreach of Real Radio. Now whether you call, click, or write, just mention this 1 John series. You can visit us at realradioactive.org, that's realradioactive.org, and submit your gift right there online, realradioactive.org. Or give us a call if you'd like. The number is 877-RR-RADIO, that's 877-RR-RADIO. Or if you'd like, write to us and send your gift to Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. And of course, all of our contact info can be found at realradioactive.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.